All the students at Northside High agree on one thing. Locker location is everything. If you get a locker where the popular kids hang, you're officially part of the it crowd. And if you don't get one of those coveted spots, then you're a nobody with a loser locker. Like me. But I'm used to it by now. Because I'm Raina Sen, an Indian American nerd with frizzy hair and conservative parents. I do have a report card full of straight A's. But at Northside High, that doesn't do much for your street cred. But there is one good thing about my loser locker. I've got the best view of Jay Armstrong. He's a total heartthrob. The football quarterback and the man of my dreams. Jay's locker is right across the hall from mine, which means that every morning I get to watch him. At exactly 7:11 a.m., he walks up to his locker, deliciously sweaty from football practice, and takes off his jersey to reveal his perfect abs, just like he's doing right now. I flip open my notebook and start to draw. Jay wipes down with a towel, runs his hands through his hair, and flashes that gorgeous lopsided smile. If only that smile were meant for me. Jay used to smile at me. We grew up together as neighbors and friends. I used to think we could be more than that. But one day, 3 years ago, he just stopped talking to me. He hasn't even looked in my direction since.
You missed a line.
Ugh, what's that smell? I look up to see my loser locker neighbor, Smelly Shelly. She's smiling at me with her creepy, beady eyes. I should have known it was her.
What?
Shelly points to my drawing of Jay.
I believe he has another row of muscles on his abdomen right there.
I move my notebook away from Shelly's greasy hands and hold in my breath. I always try my best to be nice to her, but it's kind of hard when she smells so bad. Thanks. She stares at me and holds up her class schedule.
Do you have AP English first period, too?
I nod, still holding my breath.
Would you like to walk to class together? If we arrive early, we can be assured front row seats.
I shake my head no and let out a few words without breathing. Got some stuff to do, but I'll be there soon. Shelly shrugs and saunters off. I let out my breath. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The man of my dreams. Jay Armstrong. I look at my drawing and start to add another line on his abs when my pen is suddenly ripped from my hands.
Enjoying the view?
I look up and into the eyes of Summer Hart. She's Northside High's head cheerleader, the most popular girl at school, and Jay Armstrong's girlfriend. What do you mean? I hate the way my voice shakes. The way it always shakes around her. When she hears it, she laughs. Standing behind her are her minions, Vivi Baez and Briar Fox. They laugh too. Vivi looks me up and down.
Is that really your outfit for the first day of senior year?
I look down at my old jeans and t-shirt.
You are such a scrub.
Oh, I don't know, Viv. I kinda like it. It highlights her best feature.
Vivi raises a perfectly manicured eyebrow.
Her flat chest.
The two girls cackle together. My face burns. Summer takes a step forward, pressing me against the gold hard steel of my loser locker.
Tell me, Raina.
Her voice is deceptively sweet.
Are you really going to spend another year pining after my man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no?
She lowers her gaze. Her eyes roam my body. And before I can react...
Then what's this?
She snatches my notebook out of my hands. No, stop! Summer glares down at my drawing of Jay. And when our eyes meet again, there are flames in her dark stare. She rips the page out of my notebook and slowly tears it down the middle.
Liar.
Vivi flips her long black hair over her shoulder.
Ugh, I knew you were pathetic, but this is a new low, even for you.
For reals? So creepy. What else are you hiding in there?
Horror fills my gut as Briar grabs the notebook from Summer and starts flipping through it.
Oh my god. Summer, these are all of Jay.
Briar giggles.
And he's like butt naked.
Vivi grabs the notebook out of Briar's hands.
Gross! What are you? Some kind of stalker?
They laugh as they flip through the pages. But Summer hasn't moved, and her eyes haven't left mine.
It's sad, really.
I try to hide the humiliation I'm feeling and will myself to speak. What's sad?
How delusional you are. That you think Jay would ever want you when he's got me.
Her eyes narrow and she leans in toward me. Vivi and Briar close in behind. Summer whispers in my ear.
I mean, you're not pretty enough to be that stupid.
She reaches behind me and opens my locker door.
You're worthless, Reyna. A total nobody.
Summer, Vivi, and Briar pick me up and violently shove me inside my locker.
And that's why you'll always be alone.
Summer slams the locker door in my face, locking me inside. Darkness closes in around me, and hatred burns in my chest. I slam a fist against the door. Why do I let her bully me like this? Why can't I ever stand up for myself? I close my eyes and lean my forehead against my fist. Why do I let a girl who used to be my best friend treat me like trash? Hatred morphs into despair, and heat rises up my chest, my neck, and my face. I bang on the inside of the locker door, calling out for help, but no one responds. I feel myself starting to hyperventilate. My chest squeezes. I start to sweat. My head swoons, and I'm about to pass out. But then, I feel a cold sweep of wind on my face, and an eerie white light suddenly emanates from the locker walls. I take a deep breath, and I start to feel calmer. A glimmer catches the corner of my eye. I turn to the left wall of my locker and gasp. There are letters written all over the inside of my locker, and they're glowing. A ghostly, silvery glow. Their names and initials. I'm mesmerized by the strange glowing ink. As I look at all the names etched onto my locker wall, I whisper to myself, why haven't I seen these before? I read a few of the names, but don't recognize anyone I know. They must have been written years ago. I trace the wall with shaking fingers. Ouch! Suddenly something falls to a thud on my foot. I look down and see a strange pen on the locker floor. I use my sneaker to roll it partway up the wall, and then stretch my arm down until I can just grab it. I wrap my fingers around the glowing pen. It feels cool in my hand. I look more closely at the pen. It's silver and translucent, and it has that same eerie glow as the names on the wall. I swear, for a moment, the pen pulsates against my skin. I stare at all the names and initials inside my locker wall, and suddenly I'm overcome with an urge to add to them. So I write the first initials that come to my mind. J-A. I draw a heart around the letters. Just then, my locker door flies open, and I look up to see a familiar face. Quinn Taylor. Quinn is opinionated and strong-willed, which of course makes her a total loser at this school, just like me. But Quinn is one of the few people I actually like.
Girl, what are you doing in here?
I squint as sunlight pours into my locker. I turn sideways and step into the hallway, quickly shutting the locker behind me. For some reason, I don't want her to see the names. I accidentally got locked inside. I stuff the silver pen in my pocket. Quinn gives me a quizzical look. She picks my torn notebook up off the floor and hands it to me.
Locked inside?
I take the notebook from her and nod, my face flushed. Quinn opens the locker door and jiggles the inside of the lock.
You know you can't get locked in, right? It's got a safety latch here, right on the inside.
Oh, right. Her next words stop me short.
Although, I wouldn't be spending my time stuffed up in there if I were you. That locker is cursed.
I give her a look. What do you mean? She smiles a mischievous smile and wiggles her eyebrows.
My column in today's school paper. Read it. Last page.
I stare at her, confused, but she just winks.
See you in class, girl.
She waves and walks off. I stand there, glued to my spot. My locker is cursed? What does that mean? Does she know about the glowing names? I open the locker door and peer inside again. But the letters and the light are gone. Suddenly, the bell rings. I'm late for my first class. I gather my things and shut my locker door. I walk backwards, still staring at my locker and wondering what Quinn meant. When all of a sudden, bam! I drop my books and spin around. Oh my God. I just walked smack into Jay Armstrong. My face flushes with embarrassment. I bend down to pick up my books, assuming he'll ignore me, just like he's done for the past 3 years. But when I look up, his eyes lock with mine, and he freezes. I stand up. He stares at me, his eyes wide. His face goes completely still. A cold wind sweeps by us. His mouth contorts strangely, and then...
I think about that night in the pool house all the time.
I blink once, twice, and he does the same. The walls seem to close in on me as I replay his words. What did he just say? His mouth is hanging open, and I know mine is too. But before I can get my voice to work, he shakes his head, as if he can't believe those words just left his mouth, and jogs off. I stand dumbfounded in the hallway, watching him disappear around the corner. My hands tremble at my sides. Why did he say that? That night in the pool house 3 years ago when we... My head spins. He's barely even looked at me since that night. But could it be true? He still thinks about it? My heart shimmers with hope. But then reality rushes back in. Of course it's not true. Summer probably got him to play a prank on me. It's just some cruel joke. I gather my wits and finally get my feet to move. I get to first period and find my seat. The teacher, Miss Akins, is facing the board.
You're late, Miss...
It's Raina. Raina Sen.
Sit down, Raina.
She speaks without looking at me. I'm still reeling from what just happened with Jay. Sorry, Miss Akins. I look at the row of seats. Smelly Shelly waves at me from the front row. I smile weakly and wave back. Both seats next to hers are empty. But thankfully, Quinn gestures to me from the back. I hurry to take the empty seat beside her.
Okay, class, we have a lot of material to cover this year.
She's smiling when she turns to face us, and her eyes sweep over the class.
So let's get started.
But then, her gaze meets mine, and she goes still. Her eyes grow wide as they lock with mine. A cold wind sweeps through the classroom. Her mouth contorts strangely, and then...
I'm madly in love with my sister's husband!
I rear back, stunned at her words. The class around us erupts into laughter. Miss Akins covers her mouth with a shaking hand.
I didn't mean to say that.
The laughter continues, but I'm too shocked to join in.
Okay, that's enough. Settle down.
She bangs on her desk and the class finally starts to quiet. Miss Akins launches into her lesson for the day. I take out my textbook and pretend to follow along, but my mind is racing. What just happened? Why did Miss Akins blurt out that secret in front of the entire class? Jay looked at me like that too, with wide eyes, just before he said what he said. Could these two incidents somehow be linked? I take a sip from my water bottle, trying to calm my mind. It's nothing, I tell myself. You're just being silly. I start to feel a bit better. But then I see what's written on the chalkboard and nearly choke. Senior AP English, Miss Janet Akins. Janet Akins. J-A. She has the same initials as Jay. The same initials I wrote this morning with that eerie silver pen on my glowing locker wall. Quinn's words come back to me. That locker is cursed. I shoot straight up out of my chair. Could this really be happening? Could the initials I wrote in the locker this morning be connected to the weird outburst? I place my palms flat on the desk in front of me. Holy crap. Quinn gives me a strange look.
You all right, girl?
I nod. But no, I'm not all right. I'm currently contemplating the impossible. Miss Akin's eyes swing my way.
Is there something you need right now?
Her cheeks are still bright red. I should say no. I should sit back down and pretend none of this ever happened. But what if... I have to test out my theory. May I use the bathroom, please? Miss Akins raises her eyebrow.
Class just began.
I bounce up and down, pretending. It's an emergency. Miss Akins relents and hands me a hall pass. I race out of the room and nearly slip on the sleek floors as I round the corner. I pull the silver pen out of my pocket as my locker comes into view.
Halt!
I freeze. I spin around to see Mr. Armstrong, Northside High's principal, and Jay Armstrong's dad. He glares at me as he steps out of the bathroom. He finishes tucking in his shirt and walks up to me.
Hall pass.
I show him my pass.
Where are you headed?
I stammer. I forgot my textbook in my locker. He looks at me, eyebrows raised, then hands back the pass.
No running in the halls. Next time, it's detention.
I nod and he spins on his toes and walks away. There's pink tissue paper hanging out of the back of his pants. I chuckle and tiptoe toward my locker. With fumbling hands, I open the door and step inside. And as soon as I shut the door, the glowing letters appear again. My heart races. There are the initials I wrote. J-A, with a heart drawn around them. They're pulsing. I look down at the glowing pen in my hands. It feels cool to the touch. I slowly take off the cap. I bite my lip, thinking, who can I test this on? Then I write the initials Q-T. Quinn Taylor. If this works, I'll explain everything to her later. I lift the safety latch and stumble out of the locker, barely remembering to close the door behind me. I run back to class and rush through the door. Red-faced and slightly out of breath, I look all around, but the class is silent. Everyone's noses are buried in their textbooks. Miss Akins looks up from her lesson plan and gives me an exasperated sigh.
Sit down, Raina, and get to work.
I look at Quinn. She's deep in her reading. Everything looks normal. Writing Quinn's initials on my locker did absolutely nothing. I laugh out loud. Quinn glances up at me and then back at her book. Of course it did nothing. There's no curse. What would that even mean?
Raina!
I make my way back to my seat. And by the end of class, I'm feeling better. But then, the bell rings. I turn to gather my books, and my eyes lock with Quinn's. She stares at me, and her eyes go wide. A cold wind sweeps between us. Her mouth contorts strangely, and then...
My nipple piercing gives me spontaneous orgasms!
I freeze in place. The rest of the class erupts in hoots and hollers. Quinn blinks her eyes with confusion, then leans back slowly in her seat. She turns to me.
I didn't mean to say that. It just came out.
I don't respond. I don't have words. The locker curse is real.